Let's do it. What is going on, everyone? You are listening to episode 20 of the Hung Cheese Podcast. With me is Sep and Dirty Mike. How are we doing, boys?
Doing spectacular.
What's going on, fellas? It's good to be back home.
Everybody's a little more bronzed, I could tell. Out in that hot sun. You want to talk about the heat a little bit?
Yeah, let's talk about that heat.
That Mother Nature sauna this weekend.
I don't even know. Mother Nature's a little pissed at us or something. She's trying to sweat us out.
Global warming ain't no joke.
You think this is a global warming
100%
issue?
100%, bro. It was so fucking hot outside this weekend.
Dude.
Bro, I don't think I've ever sweat more in my life.
I'd like to say it's not the heat, it's the humidity, but it's the heat.
Oh. It's definitely
it's both.
Yeah, it's both. But it actually, I think that's why I think we're all in such good moods today, because we're all cleansed and detoxed.
On the bright side, though, that sweat, beachy or like lake water and then humidity like really does something to my hair that like I can't duplicate like,
right
in the bathroom.
It looks nice right now.
Everybody looks a little feathered. Like your hair is even a little bit.
Yeah, man.
You just need a haircut, I think. You need to get one before next weekend.
Don't tell me what I need to do.
Okay. But if we want to get into this
effort.
okay. If we want to get into this weekend, we kind of laid low, Sep and I. We did brave the heat and try and play golf yesterday. That was a mistake.
Probably one of the worst ideas we've ever had together.
We were melting out there.
Holy shit.
Met player might have just died. But
Met
I think
player
okay.
Definitely just died. Sorry, I couldn't contain myself. That was ridiculous. I apologize. Go ahead. So,
Sep and I, you know, we had just some fun. We hung out, tried to stay cool. But, Dirty, you had a little more eventful of a weekend. You want to get into it?
Yeah, boys. I took my talents up to Waterbury, Connecticut for maybe one of the best weekends of the year.
Of your life.
That is QuasiFest 2019. It's when me and all my college friends, all my teammates from college, we go up to my friend's crib in Connecticut. His dad owns a amusement park, not a big deal. And we tear it up for probably 48 plus hours and then
limp your way home.
And then we feel it for like the next week.
Dude, it sounds like, I mean, I know you did it last year, so you kind of knew what to expect. But even if you didn't, like 12 of the SLU guys or 10
Dude,
or whatever?
We had between the SLU guys, because we invited two of our lacrosse friends this time.
But they're still SLU guys.
We had Chris, which is Sam's brother.
Okay.
He had like a friend or two up, and we wound up being like a grand total of like 20.
Oh my God, 20. Yeah. Jesus.
So I got a question about this. So when you're at the amusement park, how does it work? Do all you guys, when you get there, you just all scatter like excited?
Like, here, let me get
children, or do you all like go ride to ride together?
In previous years, we've been like a little bit more organized and go from ride to ride together. This year, we went and we were just like took groups of maybe like two or three, and then just kind of like scattered like cockroaches.
Dude, it sounds like one of those things where like 20 people of like, and I know a lot of them, and then add a water park to yourselves, like for the, you know, mix in a Florida Georgia Line concert.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
How could that possibly miss? Like, it can't. Like, you know, can't. Like, you kind of know what that's going to be ridiculous before you even get there, which is awesome.
Let me give you a little rundown. Went up and picked up my buddy Neil on the way. Get up there, you know, instant bliss when you see the boys when you get there. And then people, like, continue to pile in, like, little by little. And we had a keg, we had White Claws, we got a bottle of tequila, and we're just getting ready for this FGL concert. Sam's family rented like a van that fits like maybe like 18 guys.
Wow.
And we took that. We had like some guy like drive us to the concert. That party van, we were calling it, was electric.
Yeah, that's
that
sick.
Van. I from the snaps I saw was just tarp off before I think they even got to the water park.
Yeah, dude, it was so hot.
Couldn't contain.
I don't even think Dirty packed shirts.
That's the best place to be.
I think Dirty went with like two pairs of bathing suits and nothing else.
Yeah, dude. You're 100% right. Yeah.
I could just see Dirty just grabbing a fucking float and just booking it to the other side of the park and just hopping on rides.
And yeah, also, absolutely. Shout out my buddy Sam because he gave me an electric tarp. It was like a half button down Hawaiian that just looked so good on me. At the end of the weekend, he goes, it's yours now.
Oh, wow. It's posted on our Instagram.
Oh, not the Hung Cheese.
Oh, it's not. We gotta put, we'll put it on the Hung Cheese because it's an electric tarp and you look fantastic.
Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome.
And then, you know, after that, Saturday morning, before the park opens, Mr. A turns on the water slides for us, lets us rip them around with no lines. Like,
that's so cool.
Really just like very limited rules.
Yeah. No, it sounds like a great time. Glad you experienced it.
Yeah.
Did it cut the humidity a little bit?
I want you to tell a little. Oh, you can answer. Well, I'm sure it did.
Like, did you still feel the heat?
Low key. Well, it was earlier in the day. So, but I was talking to my friend Jared about this. He kept saying, "What a way to break a hangover."
Oh,
going
just
on
go water slides.
It's like the perfect amount of physical activity, like climbing up to the top, and then you get like the refreshing. I guess nature of the water, like when it hits you, and it really was. And with you're with all the boys, so it's like, how could you be hungover?
Oh, absolutely. I wanted you to tell the story about jumping in the lake, like what you had to deal with in there.
Oh, so
I thought that
yeah,
was kind of funny.
Sep, you'll like this. So yes. we take the boat out in the lake because the amusement park's on a lake. No big deal.
Jesus.
So we take, it's called the Quasi Queen, out to the middle of the lake. And this year, Sam had a surprise for us. He set up, he anchored a barge that we could just like hang out
That's
on
sick.
The whole day. And so we get out there, we're setting up. You know, I got the Yeti like stacked with Bud Diesels.
Of course.
Just like having an absolute time. We set up one of those pop-up tents, right? You know, we're like, tying it, like somebody was like tying one end down or one corner, it flew off into the lake. So it was like at that moment, like fight or flight.
Right.
And like there was a group of guys that, me being one of them, threw the glasses off, jumped in the lake. We need to save this thing.
Yeah.
And then another group of guys were like, good luck with that.
Yeah, just froze.
So it was upside down in the lake, and it was taking on a ton of water. And, like, people were like, we're losing this thing. Like, there's
right.
no way. We're, like, trying to, like, pull it up. It's too heavy.
Right.
Somebody's like, you got to take the top off of it. Like, so we're, like, scuba diving and, like, I'm, like, trying to see through this murky water and, like, undo the top of this thing. Oh,
Jesus.
My God. But we got it, and then we tied it down properly.
You
I
saved
that.
It.
Yeah, we
Good
saved
shit,
it.
Dude. That's not many people
yeah.
have the balls to dive in and save
You're right,
a tent.
And it showed.
And it showed.
That's
you really
it.
You really know who your true friends are when you dive in after a tent
yeah.
taking on water.
Yeah.
I could go on and on about this weekend, but, like, I think we have to
All right, yeah, yeah. You're right. Because that wasn't even what I was talking about. I was saying the fish that were biting you
oh,
when you were in
dude.
The water.
No, I'll tell that quickly. So, like,
yeah.
So my friend Kevin is in the water, and all of a sudden he's like, oh, oh. And he's like, so what the fuck happened? He's like, something bit me.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, dude, there's nothing scarier than
fucking
that.
Lake Placid.
So he gets out, and he's, like, bleeding, right?
Yeah.
But it's 110 degrees out. Like, I'm like, we could still go in the water. Like, whatever bit him's probably gone. So I go to cool off. And all of a sudden, like, I get, like, this aggressive little nibble on my nipple, dude. On my left nipple. And I'm like, ah! And everybody's like,
oh yeah, like you didn't, like Kevin got bit, like he's actually bleeding, but like Dirty Mike's faking.
Dude, at least you, dude, that's what I'm always, whenever I go on road trips, I'm always thinking like, I hope I come back with both my nipples, and like you almost did.
And I think it was a little fish, but
all right.
I think it was a little fish, but my buddy Neil actually scooped one up with a bucket.
Piranha.
No, it wasn't. It looked maybe like a piranha, but it was like a little lake fish. He's really impressive. He scooped this thing up with a bucket, and then my friend Stumpy bit the head off.
Jesus Christ.
Is that what that fish was that you took the picture of and showed us?
Yep. And then after he bit the head off, my friend Caleb spiked it, and the head came completely off. So then we're just like, it's on the barge. He puts it in his pocket and takes it home.
Jesus Christ.
A little souvenir from the trip.
Something to remember you by.
Shit, man. You could have died out there in those waters.
Yeah, I know.
I guess the next thing we wanted to cover was more Dirty Mike talk. But I don't know if you... Like, we were looking to help you out.
How does one break this news?
I need a little help, boys.
What do you need?
I'm single for the first time in like 3.5 years or so.
Boom.
Yeah, I think me and Mike, you came to the right place, first of all.
And let me just
the
say
the best this. Possible place.
Let me just say this. I don't know how to act. Like, this is so foreign to me. Like, I'm so used to one thing, and it's so completely different. So
good thing you're sitting next to two very single gentlemen.
I need some
that
advice.
That could help you out.
Oh, of course. So you're looking to get, like, now it's like kind of going out with a whole new perspective. Like,
yeah, I guess so.
So you want to know what it's like in the big leagues.
I just need some advice.
I mean, I'm already thinking, like, I see a girl at the bar. I'm going up to her and being like, hey, you see that guy over there? Like, he's single. You should make out with
That's
him.
That's what you're going to do?
I think that might work.
I was thinking, like, now since you're single, you have unlimited shots. So, like, when you're at a bar, you talk to every single girl. One of them's going to stick.
You know, you got
to
stay close.
So now you just spread a wide net.
Like, what I usually do is just kind of hang around Guidi and let him, like, because he'll just start striking up conversations.
He looks like a hell of a wingman when we're out.
Yeah, he does most of my work for me. And then you just kind of have to.
He does all the heavy lifting.
He does all the heavy lifting. And then you just got to, like, he puts it on the tee. And you just have to swing.
Well, dude, now you could be <point. laughs> now you could be whoever you want to be. You could be an astronaut. You could be my favorite that John should portray more, a magician.
Right.
Like, I've never portrayed. You could say you are anything now.
Like John with the card tricks. I think I'm going to stay away from the card tricks.
Dude, I don't. All right.
It takes a special man.
I want to just stop. I'm not the card trick guy.
You're
like,
the card.
You're the card trick guy.
I've seen you, like, probably 9 or 10 times pick up a girl.
9 or 10
you
times.
Got that hood magic card trick stuff.
All right, maybe I'll bring a deck of cards to Fire Island.
Dirty, best advice I'd give to you is just follow me and John's lead out at the bar.
That won't be hard.
You're like, in good hands.
When we go to Fire Island this weekend, just follow me and John. Could be a little overwhelming at first, but we'll get
stick
you
with
there.
Us.
All right.
All right. Next thing I got is, I'm sure you guys saw it, the camera filter that turns you into an old person.
Face app.
Dude, face app.
Turned me into motherfucking George Clooney.
Oh, you thought you looked good?
Yeah, he did.
He was like a silver fox.
Yeah.
I was telling John, I'm starting to get gray already, but like when I get gray, that's going to be my Instagram name, The Silver Fox.
Ooh. The Silver Fox. Dude.
No, I loved it.
You think it's taken or?
No, I mean.
Silver Fox 69. You think that's available?
That's definitely
maybe
taken.
Like a underscore. In
underscore 69.
It's definitely taken. But no, dude. Everyone looked kind of hot as an older person.
I looked like I went through the ringer, dude.
John looked like he's seen some shit.
I look shriveled up. I might have to just off myself before I get old.
Wow. All
right, never mind.
That's far.
But what I thought was funny was, like, it came out. Everyone had a great time with it. Like, let me see what I look like. Take
Dude,
a picture of me.
Everybody was posting pictures of
yeah,
him.
Yeah, like, it took
like
over the
celebrities,
internet.
Celebrities, athletes.
We played right into the Russians' hands.
Well, that's where I was going yep. was, you know, 2 days of fun, and then it comes out that this is an app made by Russia, and by downloading the app and the terms and conditions, you basically signed away everything in your phone. So I just think it's funny, you know, obviously, who knows the repercussions of that, but, you know, the Russians...
They're the Russians.
They're the fucking Russians, I mean, so on. It's not good, but I just think it's funny that Russian computer hackers and all that, you know, trying to create viruses to embed in your computer to get your things. All you need to do is just create a fun camera filter, and we'll just sign our lives away.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's
I clicked allow right away.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Like, they work. You're working too hard, Russia. Just,
they're getting us back for what happened
at
Salt Lake.
Give us a camera filter, and we'll give you everything we have. Like, yeah. You don't need to try that hard.
Dude, you know how many apps that... I mean, this one's different because, like, everybody's freaking out because it's Russian. But, like, dude, every group chat app, like, definitely has something in the terms and conditions where, like, they own every piece of content, like, in there or something.
Yeah,
like,
dude, if they made, like, an app or a game that, like, everyone played or something, you know... I'll sign my life away
as long as
Angry Birds was like, you know, who the fuck? I mean, Russia's pretty much the worst. You don't want Russia getting your shit, but
dude, the Japanese touch your shit or the Koreans?
North Korea.
Those NKs, those North
I'm
Koreans.
Telling you right now, Kim Jong-un is instructing his engineers to come up with, like, some type of game that the Americans would love. Like, maybe, like, you raise a dog on your phone or something.
They already have that.
Everybody's signing up to that.
I've raised a puppy on my phone before.
What'd you name him?
I don't know.
So.
Must have not been that important.
Must not have been that cool.
It was probably not a Kim Jong-un game.
Yeah, but, I mean, it was cool while it lasted.
We should try to get him on the pod, dude. We mentioned him a lot.
Kim Jong?
Yeah.
I don't know if he'd come on Hung Cheese. You think we should try and go over there and see if he'll do it? Sit down for an interview?
Because I'm not going.
Dude, I'm never flying across a large body of water.
Well, don't say that.
That's why you don't want to go to North Korea?
Because
amongst the flight?
It's not the communist.
Yeah, it's not the you'll get killed if you go.
Nah, dude, I could handle that.
So what if we, like, took a boat?
I'll take a boat.
So it'll take you, like, a month, yeah. But you'll do it that way.
Dude, Columbus could do it. We could do it.
All right. And now the next... This one kind of... It's a little contentious.
Uh-oh.
It's about the utensil of the spoon.
Oh, yeah. You've been wanting to bring this up for a while.
This has been on your mind.
This has been on my mind. And I think a lot of people... It's hard to explain the feeling I get when I'm... eating something that could, you know, the spoon is accepted for certain things like ice cream, soup, right? Like, but you get into the area of, like, you know, peas or rice or, like, little macaronis where, you know, it would be easier to eat it with the spoon.
Those are what I like to call those in between foods.
Those, right. I always, you know, I'm eating the rest of my meal with a fork. I try and eat that stuff, and I struggle using the fork. I got shaky hands as well. I don't know. That's pretty well known.
We know that.
So using the fork is difficult. I lose half the food going up to my mouth. It'd be easier to use a spoon, but I just don't do it because I feel shame of, like, using the spoon. Do you guys know that?
You're getting spoon-shamed?
Yeah.
I feel you a little bit. When it comes to those little macaronis, though, I feel like the spoon's a cop-out. It's super easy. I like trying to get the little macaronis on each prong of the fork. That's my game with
it. Yeah, but I mean,
who says you couldn't make eating fun?
Yeah,
because, like, I was trying to, like, stab them with the fork,
nah, dude,
and they just bounce around the plate.
You gotta slip through the little slit.
I could just scoop them up with the spoon, but I just feel like I get judged if I use a spoon on that type of food.
Yeah, I feel like the spoon's kind of like the redheaded stepchild of utensils.
It really is.
Like, oh, you're gonna whip out a spoon to eat that?
Like, unless you're trying to stir something, don't touch the spoon.
I don't
feel
like any real spoon shame. Like, if I need that spoon, I'm just going to go grab it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm trying to change the narrative on it. Maybe, is it just me? Because I brought this up to somebody else, and they felt it.
This,
like,
is a thing.
No, I feel it with you. I'm with you. There's a lot of foods that are on the spectrum of whether you could use a spoon or a fork.
So,
a spoon would be easier.
And, like, the rest, like, are we going to make it our mission to, like, make it spoons more of, like, a...
Dude, you know what I was thinking? Like, what about a bowl at Chipotle?
No, get fucked.
Guys would judge me if I use the spoon.
No,
exactly,
dude,
because
there's,
I mean,
too much items in the bowl that require a fork.
Yeah, but I'm just scooping. Like, if I'm scooping, I should be able to use a spoon.
I put some things in my Chipotle bowl that, like, the long peppers and onions, like, you can't spoon those.
No,
so here's
you can't.
The beauty.
I don't use it.
It's a free country, so you can use a spoon for whatever the hell you want.
And you guys will. All right. I'm going to start using spoons more often.
Just don't do it with a Chipotle bowl. All
right. So that's what I mean. I got to. It should be whatever's easiest for me.
Anything you eat with a fork, you could technically scoop up.
Yo, and
you could scoop up a piece of steak if you really wanted to.
Yeah, but that's more difficult.
In Asian countries, they only use chopsticks.
That's
like wild. Even when they're drinking, I said drinking soup. When they're eating soup, they drink it.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be.
Yeah, bro, they're a little intense over there. I think I was telling Dirty.
Talk about like just, you know, adapt, man. We're beyond chopsticks,
dude. Those little Asian kids, by the age of 3, they know how to operate chopsticks better than we know how to do most things.
Well, it's either that or starve. It's like either you that don't or know die. How to. Yeah, yeah, like,
you don't know how to work a chopstick by 3 over there. You're being sent away,
dude. I like when we get sushi to use the chopsticks because I feel like I'm. Maybe culture.
Yeah, you're
but then you really it really starts to hit you, like even with the rice with the chopsticks, like you only get like 3 grains at a time.
Well, that's the thing, like I'm not eating like Chinese, I'll use a fork. Bro, sushi, I'll use the chopsticks.
Eating soup with a fucking chopsticks, dude.
Dirt, you're right though. Like I'll go to like a sushi place with my parents and like they, you know, they don't know how to use a chopstick. So like right. They're like, "Hey, can I get a fork?" And I'm just like, Look at these assholes. Like,
look at these novices.
Your meal should be charged double.
I tell like the waiter, like, I don't really know them, even though they're my parents.
And they're
it's, like pretty and clear
and they're paying the bill.
They're, like it's pretty clear that we're related, but like I don't like to be seen with them.
You can't ask for a fork. You gotta tough it out with a chopstick.
Yeah, my mom doesn't know how to fucking use a chopstick. She'll be there for 45 minutes trying to eat her 2 pieces of sushi.
No, you can't hit it with a fork, dude. It's not designed for a fork.
But I think all right, so we're cool with me using the spoon more.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah. And we'll check in and see how it's going.
I want you.
I think it's going to go great.
From now to next Sunday, I want you to use strictly spoons.
No, so I'm not saying. I'm just saying for certain things.
No, but use it for all things and see if your mind changes that, hey, forks maybe should be more acceptable than spoons.
Well, I was thinking about getting Chipotle after this, and I don't want Dirty to freak out, so I'm probably just going to use a fork for that.
No, you have to use a spoon. I won't
say anything. I'll just ask you, like,
I'll just
how's it going
you.
Over there?
I just don't want, I don't, I'd rather Dirty to say something than to just know it in the back of my mind that Dirty's, like, hates this.
Bro, you would be best friends with the guy who invented the spork.
Dude, the spork's kind of a concept. Because
the spork is kind of what you're looking for right now.
And the spork isn't offered in that many places, you know?
Maybe that's the answer.
First
I don't think
all,
I've ever really used a
the
spork.
The spork is so poorly made. Like the plastic spoon spork?
What do you mean by poorly made?
Like the prong's got to be longer.
Yeah, oh. But then you're flirting with getting back to a
it's
fork.
It's just almost a fork. Dude, I bet that when the listeners turn on this podcast, they weren't thinking they were getting like 5 minutes of utensil talk. But
and that's utensil set, not appliances.
Oh, right. Yeah, you had that backwards last time.
I got a lot of
if
things
you're,
backwards.
If you listen every week, you'll get that.
You'll get that.
For our dedicated listeners.
But so speaking of the listeners, you want to answer some of their questions that they might
hell
have?
Hell yeah, dude. I'll start with my friend Casey. He wants us to kind of talk about some of the best ways we beat our hangovers.
Wow.
Casey asking a question that everyone's looking for the answer to.
Yeah, that's if I had the answer to that, I would be a billionaire.
I'll tell you one thing that I don't do, but my friend Dumpy does, and he swears up and down by it. Like, he won't shut the hell up about how when he's brutally hungover, he drinks a cold Sprite and sometimes even 2.
A cold Sprite? That kind of, my buddy at work, Corey, like, every once in a while he'll go out on a Thursday night or maybe do Sunday fun day. And then on Monday, he'll come in with like a box of ice pops.
That cold.
And he'll eat like 6 of them in the morning. And then say that he's not hungover anymore because the ice pops did it. So maybe I didn't try that.
Well,
but
what I do, and I tell you guys about this all the time, is that I'll hop in the shower. And for the last maybe 30 seconds of the shower, I will make it unbearingly freezing cold and just shock my body into like being okay.
Right. I've done that and it definitely works, but I think it only lasts like a little while.
Nah,
and then,
when I do that, I'm good.
You're good.
I'm with Dirty on the shower, but this is what I do. I've been starting to do it. It makes me feel a lot better. Wake up, bottle of water with 2 Advil.
Yeah.
Let that simmer for like maybe an hour. Hop in a shower, right? Get out, eat, go see my friends.
So what I was going to say.
I don't like the Advil, though, because I'm anti-Big Pharma.
You don't believe in the Advil?
You know me. I'm with you. But on Sundays.
On Sundays, all bets are
all
off.
All bets are off.
So what I will say, I think what you really need to do, and anytime I've done this, it's worked, is before you go to bed.
Oh,
is when you need the water.
That's when you need it, and
you never do it. But that helps. Like, give your body the water, and like then go to sleep and let it work what it needs to work, and then you wake up feeling so much better. Because if you don't do that and you drink it first thing in the morning, like, it's too late.
You gotta be careful though, because guess what?
You wet the bed.
No, I've only wet the bed once, but you're on the right track. Three guys at Quasi wet the bed.
Dude, I think that's. I don't know anyone other than your friends who wet the bed.
Those slew boys have a real issue with urinating themselves or other objects while they drink.
Dude, when I did it the one time, I was at home.
And you know who you are.
I was so freaked out because I've seen it firsthand. Like, Dumpy was my roommate senior year, and I think he wet the bed most weekends.
That's ridiculous, dude.
And I'm just like, I know it's a slippery slope, so.
Yeah.
But that bladder has the safety off.
No, but I think the water before bed. Yeah. Maybe it'd take an Advil or two, but that is huge.
What about eating before bed? You feel like that helps at all?
I don't think so.
I think it just needs. Because, dude, I don't know about you guys, but I get so dehydrated the day after drinking. Yeah. Like,
no, you're totally right.
If you hydrate yourself before you go to bed, that's huge. So that would be my biggest advice, but also the hardest thing to do.
Right.
I'm big on the pharmaceuticals.
And you know how many
times...
Maybe
that's something we'll do as we get a little older and more mature.
Hear me out. How many times, because this happens to me all the time, I will think to do it, grab like two water bottles, and then just fall asleep and not touch them.
Right.
Like, I'll take them from the kitchen to the bedroom, and then I won't drink them.
Yeah.
Dude, I fell asleep. Last weekend, I think it was, with a bottle of water open in my hand.
I've done that.
Woke up soaked.
I did that right there on that couch.
Dude, it is terrifying.
I've never
done
that.
You wake up, you don't know if you peed yourself, if you're in a cold sweat.
Right.
Or, like, the water just got the best of you.
Yeah.
Good question, though, Case.
Yeah, Casey, I would say water before bed is my strongest
and try opinion. Try the freezing cold shower.
Yeah.
Don't forget Big Pharma on Sundays.
Fuck Big Pharma.
I'll say it.
Someone's got
it. All right, let's move on.
Oh, questions.
Moving on.
Okay, so our next question comes in from Dan. He said, who is most likely to get arrested next weekend?
I'd like to jump on that, if that's okay.
Go off, King.
I think, all right, so little background. So next weekend, three nights in Fire Island, staying at a sick house, thanks to Guidi. Good looks, Guidi. But... question is, who will be arrested or most likely to be? I think the easy pick here is Parker, right? I mean, going off past experiences on Fire Island, that kid
doesn't know how to act.
Absolute liability.
Dude, he treats that island like his own dump. Like, to paint pee anywhere.
He'll pee anywhere. To paint a picture for the listeners, he was in a purple wig at the bar. God knows, he picked it up off the floor. I don't know if some girl was looking for her weave or what, but Parker had it.
Wig are two different things.
Whatever.
You gotta culturize.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
If I don't know my hair pieces, but. So he was in that. Then he was, you know, on the side of the road pissing, and Fire Island police are pretty strict. You know, open containers.
Yeah, because it's
that type of
you
shit.
You go there to, like, have a great time, and there's a lot of drunk people, but they want to keep it, you know.
Yeah.
Hashtag protect the island.
Yeah. So. Parker got, you know, pissing in public ticket, had to handle that the next day, sounded miserable. So I think he'd be the easy pick.
Right, like he's probably like minus 450 or something.
Yeah.
Like
that.
Yeah. That's a great line.
I think I'm going to go Guidi, though, with my pick.
Wow.
You got, one of you guys can take Parker.
No, I got someone completely
but
different.
I'm going to take Guidi just based off of knowing the way he can be sometimes. I'm thinking he is going to show out this weekend. I'm looking for him to be in one. And
he gets that from his dad. Ever since we were kids, you know, they do it big, man.
Yeah, so my pick is Guidi. I'll let one of you guys take over from there. Kind of stole the thunder with the Jesse,
no.
But
no,
I think you took the obvious choice.
He's definitely a good pick. Like, I would not say anything if one of you guys took him.
450 to win 100, like, money maybe well spent.
More value on Guidi.
So I have a sleeper pick, and then I have my lock.
Okay.
My lock is you.
Oh, shit.
I have a feeling you are going to get extremely intoxicated and wander to somewhere you probably shouldn't be, where you're going to bump into law enforcement and they're going to arrest you.
All right. I can see myself. I didn't want to pick myself, obviously, but
right.
And then
can you guys just not let me walk around with an open container.
That's what I'm worried about. Yeah. But that's not going to get you arrested. That'll get you a ticket.
Yeah, that'll get a cop to confront me. And then who knows what I'm going to say or do.
No, I think you're going to try to flee on
just run.
Yeah. So I got that. And then my sleeper, hopefully I'm not. No, you go first, and then I'll go back to my sleeper, because I don't want to take yours with the sleeper.
Oh, I'm thinking, I don't know. Let me scan our friend
group. I don't know how you're not taking Parker here.
Because Parker's the obvious. You got to have fun with it. I think you're a good pick.
Let's go with Yoli.
Oh, yeah.
Yoli is probably, if Parker's the favorite, Yoli's probably
because
number
you know
two.
Why? And here's my reasoning. He's a wild card no matter where we are. Right. So, like, once you put him on that island, like, I mean, he's usually pretty smart, but, like, he just gets blacked out so quick.
He doesn't have much feel.
And that's no... That's no knock on him. Like, he doesn't get drunk too quick because he can't handle himself. He gets drunk because he just pounds so
much.
Oh,
yeah. He is going to be a liability.
I don't even know if our friend is going, but is Anthony going?
Yeah.
He's my sleeper.
Ooh.
He's looking forward to this.
He, I think, is going to be off the rails, and I think there's a good chance he gets it.
It sounds like it's really anybody's guess.
Dirty, little high five for me and you being law-abiding citizens here. We picked everyone but us, too.
Sometimes it's who you least expect. Like, I wouldn't expect Parker to have been my number one.
The only way I'm getting arrested is if they have a bank or a Brinks truck on the island and I decide to rob it.
Whoa.
Well, I don't think you're going to
rob it. So I'm not going to be arrested this weekend.
If that happens and they hear this podcast, you might get, like, premeditated crime.
Ooh. Yeah, we got to be careful with that.
You're right. I didn't think this one through.
But if you're doing something like trying to rob a bank when you're drunk, you didn't think a lot of things through.
No.
So, yeah, it kind of sounds like it's anybody's guess because all of those are strong picks.
It's anybody's game.
Hopefully it's no one. Let's just make that clear. Like, hopefully this is nobody.
Let's make that clear, yeah.
Hell of be great content for next Sunday.
No, I'm not getting locked
might
up.
Might have to do it from the jail cell.
Yeah.
You guys want to answer the next one?
Dude, imagine hearing, like, we can't get you in front of a judge until Monday.
Oh. We got to call collect to get dirty on the pod to do
it. Dude, that'd be so miserable.
Broward County Jail.
You guys ready for that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Husband Hunting NYC wrote in, and they asked, a friend of ours recently was having sex with someone when they started peeing inside of them, which leads to us to our question. Would you rather pee inside someone every time you have sex or openly bawl your eyes out every time you come?
All right. What kind of dude can piss in the middle of sex? Like, what's up with his boner, dude?
I don't think that works. I think
I have a confession to make.
You've done that?
Not.
This was you?
No. Not inside someone. I was getting oral sex and couldn't. I had to pee really bad.
It must have been
and
so bad.
I couldn't tell. It was like too solid flow of stream for it to be ejaculate. I think I may have peed.
So you were peeing and coming
but
at
when
the
you,
same
no,
time?
No, just
when
peed.
You, when you pee a lot. Like I don't feel
well,
like...
Well, I think I realized what it was and did the old and stopped it.
Oh, my God.
It,
that must have hurt.
And went to the bathroom.
I've had to like...
Can't confirm it, but
I've had to like try and have sex while having to pee really bad.
Dude, it's the Olympics.
It's horrible.
It's tough.
But I don't think like it's hard to pee with a boner. Like I don't think I would just like let it slip out. Like I don't think I could do it.
Yeah, it's like every morning when I wake up.
It's
the hardest
impossible.
Thing
it's the hardest thing I have to do that day.
I'm gonna ask an anatomy question here. What happens when you pee inside somebody? Does it just like come back out? Like
I mean I don't think it all comes back.
Someone
from Husband Hunting. I don't know, you're the expert, bro.
No, I didn't never inside of somebody. Someone from Husband Hunting, since they are all have like a medical or science background, hit us offline and let us know like what happens.
Where
does it go? Does it go into their bladder and now they have double the pee?
That's so dumb.
Dude, all right, but so back to the question. What were the options? It was
pee every time.
Pee in somebody every time you have sex
or
bawl
openly bawl your eyes out every time you
cry.
And I'm taking cry because
I've already done the cry. It's not that bad.
You could play the crying off as like, wow, that was the best sex I've ever had.
And then you get like that
tears of joy.
You're like an emotional guy.
Yeah. Like that was beautiful.
Yeah. I mean I'd probably take the cry too. But imagine doing that would be fucking miserable. Like, every time you had sex, you started crying after.
I'd rather do that than just pee inside somebody.
I mean, you guys have probably all done this too, but
you've
like
you cried during sex?
No. Like right after having sex, have you ever like booted like immediately?
Booted yeah. during.
During?
Stop, well, went to the bathroom, booted, came back.
Yeah, I've done, yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
oh, booted right after? No, but gotten the spins bad right after.
Yeah, I've done that, and that's pretty embarrassing.
I got so
if
drunk.
If it's the story I'm thinking of, you booted like right off the side of your bed, right?
I've done it there, I've done it in other places as well. Dude, I've done it happen more than once.
That's fucking hilarious.
I got so drunk on my 19th birthday, and
that's
that
illegal.
Happened, but there was no actual intercourse that went down,
right?
But
it's embarrassing. Yeah. It's a tough look.
There was some crying from
the girl. Yeah I've had that too. Yeah, that's the worst.
Very upset.
You never want
they're
girl
not good
to
emotional support systems when you're throwing
like I'm sorry. But yeah, good question. I definitely would probably rather cry than
100% cry.
All right, next cue.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, this one comes in from Brian. What up, Brian? It's September 21st. Sep gets back from Area 51. He also managed to get an alien for each of you.
Nice.
Whoa.
Thank you.
What are you a fucking hero.
What are you naming it, and what are you using it for?
Oh, wow. I guess it depends on, like, what it kind of looks like. But
I'd pick you out a good one.
Yeah, but, like...
Same height, too. I'd be like same height as you.
It'd be, like, 6'5"?
Yeah.
So does it kind of look like a human, or it's like, you, this is like...
Tell you what, he was an easy sell to break out of 51,
oh,
yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I'd probably give it like a normal name. Like, do you give it like a pet name, or do you give it like a human name? That's really what you got to decide.
I'd name it like E.T., like give a little homage to the movie.
I might name it like Steve.
Nice.
Like, it depends on how it acts, too. Like, can it talk and shit? Or
no.
Like,
dude, it's an alien.
It's like a pet, then. Still might name it like Steve, and I would just use it, you know... I'd want him to be like my homie. Like, I'd just hang out with him.
But what would he do? You gotta do something cool.
Well, is it like a dog? A dog just kind of hangs out.
Dude, you have an alien.
I'd probably use it to like, I'm assuming it's like super strong. So like maybe I'd use it to like help me like, you know, move some shit around.
I'll tell you what, I risked my life to bring him an alien, and he's using it as fucking manual labor, you son of a bitch.
What are you doing?
Dude,
go ahead.
You gotta give it a better life than what it
go
had.
Go ahead.
Nah, Dirty could go next.
I'd probably try to, like, make a quick buck off of, like, having an alien. I'd be like, come see this alien for, like...
Oh, I like that.
$100 or something, like...
That's what I'm talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah.
Or, like, maybe, like, our aliens were boys, and then, like, we're boys, and we could all, like, all hang out together.
I risk my life to bring back aliens, and John wants it as an extra friend.
John's desperate
for
friends.
If it's a girl alien...
You're getting a dude. What would I do with my alien? I'd probably name him something cool like
Enrique,
like Chaco, or
I like Enrique.
Enrique, as an alien. Dude, I'll call him Enrique Iglesias. And just like I'll teach him about the culture of him. But know what I'd have him do?
What?
Like, cause they probably have some cool shit. I'd have him take me back to where he's from.
How would he get you there?
Same way he got here, dog.
You just have the alien. You don't have any of his
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, but I'll have him take me to, like, where he goes back and forth.
So you'd have him, okay.
And, like, he could show me around there safely, and I'd come back and just be bored.
Dude, I feel like I would just be so hyped to, like, be like, hey, bro, like, look at all this shit. Like, what do you like, you know?
Like, yeah, dude, like, and he could do the same with us. Like, he could show us around there. I'd be like, oh, dude, have you ever tried cookie dough ice cream?
Right.
Like, do you like it?
I think we'd just be, like, I know you're saying, like, I just think we'd be boys. Like, that's
dude,
all
I'd have him show me around outer space, bro.
You think, like, you could get chicks if you had an alien?
I don't know. Are chicks into
it
aliens?
It would either work really well or, like, they'd be terrified.
Bro, I feel like they don't sleep, though. I feel like if you have, like, a girl in your bed, he'd just be, like, standing in the corner, like, just drooling slime.
Oh, I hope he's not a gross alien.
You could probably style him up.
You think a chick would bang your alien if you found the right one?
Dude, if they have genitalia, they're probably hung.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
All right. So I don't think Brian expected that.
So Brian's basically foreshadowing that I got to bring back six aliens.
Why six?
Six of the boys.
Seven. Just one for everybody on the podcast.
I think he just meant me and
Barry. Oh, for just you guys. Yeah, dude, I could easily bring up three.
Easily.
That'd be fun. Do we have any more?
Just make sure you, if I do bring one back, you use it for something other than just fucking.
I like Dirty's idea, like, have him be like, I don't know, though. I don't want to keep him like a zoo animal.
You, like, treat him like a freak show.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I want. I'll tell you what. Anything's better than John just keeping it as a friend. So
I want him as a friend.
I could have died out there, and you're keeping it. You're just like, oh, thanks, I got an extra friend.
I'll treat him right.
Go to the mall. Right. Make a friend.
Go to the mall. Oh my god.
All right. So if that's it for questions, I think we want to plug some Instagram accounts.
Let's do it.
As always.
Yep. So I'll go first, even though my phone's on 1%. So hopefully I get this off. The guy I want to plug is David Goggins. So if you don't know who he is a former Navy SEAL, and he is just probably one of the biggest savages you'll ever come across.
So intense, dude.
So I have his book. I'm reading his book. He had like a tough upbringing, was like at one point 300 pounds. And, you know, was committed to becoming a Navy SEAL, lost a ton of weight, talked about going through, like, training, and now he's, like, in the sickest shape. He's always running, you know, like, ultra marathons and shit. And if you hear him talk, like, he's just the biggest, like, inspirational, motivational guy. So he kind of does that on his Instagram, which is dope. If you're like trying to get to the gym, like you watch one of his videos,
yeah,
make you want to run through a wall.
You watch one of his minute long videos and you're ready to do anything.
Dude, the one today, he's like jogging, so he's must be in the Northeast because he's like, it's heat wave, like 100 degrees. He's like, somebody, you know, I'm out here running, somebody in their car pulled up and was like, why the fuck are you out here? And he goes, because you're fucking not, and like, somebody's got to be out here just working. So he's a savage.
Guy's
check him out.
For me. I'll probably listen to him before the new Call of Duty comes out.
Yeah, dude. I think he was in the. I know he was in the same Navy SEAL training class as. I want to say Chris Kyle. I want to say.
So they got some savage.
Dude,
class.
Like, I can't even imagine, like, how. Like, he describes what, like, Navy SEAL training was like in Hell Week, and, like, he's a fucking beast, dude. But yeah, you should check him out. David Goggins. He's legit. Anyone want to go next?
I'll go next.
Mike, you go.
Timeless Sports.
Timeless Sports.
Yeah, so it's just basically videos. I think it's all videos of, like, all classic moments in sports. Basketball, football, you name it, any sport. And it's, like, the really iconic sporting events. Just,
is it, like, plays? Or like,
yeah, it's, like, certain plays. Like, LeBron's flu game shot, or
yeah,
Muhammad Ali, like, knocking some busta out.
Aaron,
you know?
Boone hitting the home run. I bet
Aaron Boone's one
there.
Of them. Actually, there was a special on MLB Network the other day.
About speaking of Aaron Boone, holy shit!
Yeah, that was
oh,
sick.
Dude, that was electric.
My boys are fucking savages in
yeah,
the box.
That's sick.
Dude, Gardner hitting the ceiling on that.
Yeah,
and
that
just
looked
Hicks
weird.
Trying not to laugh was
yeah, that
fucking
so
hilarious.
Weird. He was like banging it against the fucking bench and then hitting
dude,
the
if you,
top
if
of the dugout.
If you've ever played sports, you understand what Gardner was going through. You just get so mad, you don't know what to do with your anger.
Yeah, but like, his face didn't even look mad. He was just like, I'm banging this against the wall now. Like, it was,
but he was banging it in an upward motion and it looked like he was jerking off an elephant.
Yeah, dude, the best, Sean, my buddy Sean, he used to pitch
jerking off an elephant. I could just picture you underneath that thing just pulling on it just looking up at it.
But my buddy Sean used to come in the dugout and like, he just kept pissed, and like, he would get pissed, but he would also think, like, we don't have enough energy. Like, I got to fire the boys up, even though, like, he would do it, like, every start. Not every start, but, like, he would throw the Gatorade coolers.
Right,
like,
at one point you knew it was coming.
Yeah, like, all right, like, we made an error that inning, so here comes Sean. And, like, he'd, like, you know, take a bat to the bat rack and, like, break it and shit. And, like, he'd go unchecked because he was, like, our best pitcher, so the coaches wouldn't say anything to him. But, I mean, like, one time, like, it was a doubleheader, and we had, like, the sandwiches lined up for in-between games.
No.
He threw them all on the ground, and we're just like, dude, like, we got to eat those. Like, what the fuck? Like,
dude, I think Liam, you guys know Liam. I think they at SLU, they had, like, a little, like, equipment, like, shed kind of by
yeah.
the field. And he said, I think it was him. He went in there, like, after messing up on the field and just wreck shit. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I think somebody did that on my team too. Like they had like a bathroom or something, and like went in and like broke the mirror in the bathroom or something. I'm just picturing them in there like staring at themselves in the mirror and then just punching the mirror. Dude,
our closer used to go toe to toe with the blue guy in the bullpen, the blue man, like
the blue guy.
That's what we used to call it, like the makeshift mannequin batter.
Oh shit!
There. He used to just have like a 12-round boxing match.
Yeah,
with that,
yeah.
Everybody's got their thing.
Yeah. But that's kind of funny that this, yeah. But Aaron Boone, that was funny. Yeah,
that was the umpire's fifth major league game.
Was
ever.
It?
Yeah, people were giving him shit.
Yeah, he kept going. I feel bad for you.
That sucks.
People like sensitive people these days were like giving Boone shit. Like, oh, he was too hard on him. It's only his fifth game.
Yeah,
like grow the fuck up.
Should I plug an Instagram?
Yeah, fuck do yeah. it, baby.
So I have two. My first one is Barstool Sabermetrics. I think the tag is just Sabermetrics. But they're good for like a bunch of like stats that, you know, nobody would really
numbers
like.
Numbers guy.
Yeah, exactly. Like for a non-numbers guy, it's
cool. It explains it in a way that like
so it, and they're all like a little like different. Like this one says Mariano Rivera had 90 playoff appearances where he pitched at least an inning and he gave up he gave up more than three hits in just one of those games, which is 1.1%. Like, that's like it gives you crazy stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of nuts.
That shit's so cool when, like, you find out stuff like that.
Yeah. And then my second one is Your Dad's America.
Oh, this is a good one.
That's a good one.
I follow this one.
What Your Dad's America is just a bunch of pictures of, like, literally, like, picture your dad in, like, the 70s or 80s, like drinking Bud heavies and
a lot of jorts on that.
A lot of jorts, a lot of crop tops,
slapping ass,
a lot of like old school wet t-shirts, a
lot of
contest,
no bras, yeah,
like
high waisted shorts.
It's a flash from the past.
Do you think we would dominate the 70s and 80s?
I think we would just fit right in. I think that we would have a good time in the 70s. I like the hairstyles and on that page for the dudes.
Oh yeah, dude.
Oh, electric.
Yeah.
Just thinking about like that hairstyle on a day like yesterday.
It was like a good time to be a hoss, I feel like.
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah.
It was just
not
good
that
time.
I'm a hoss.
It was just a good time to be alive.
I feel like maybe I would be a hoss if I was born back then.
Well, one of these pictures I just pulled up is Arnold Schwarzenegger crushing like a protein shake out of the blender. Like,
wow.
Awesome, dude.
Dude, wow. Usually you got to pay for that type of quality.
Yeah.
Shit.
All right. Is that going to do it for us today?
No.
Oh, wait. One more segment.
Oh, wait. Were you playing that off or did you forget?
No.
Dude, did I forget?
I don't know. It seemed like
I've been on the edge of my seat since we started wanting to ask my boy Dirty, what is the best thing you ate this week?
So it's kind of crazy because Quasi Fest, like, I can't pick one thing. So I'm going to tell you a few things that
we
ate.
We got a grab bag today.
A buffet.
So what was one thing we do every year, which is amazing, is so like this year we had like 20 guys. We threw 20 fatty steaks on the grill.
I mean,
saw
that.
A steak per person?
It's what? Everybody gets their own steak. You know, Mrs. A hooks up with the sides. That's like maybe my number one is just like,
how do you take your steak?
Still mooing?
Yeah. So that was maybe my number one. I love that. Love that meal. And shout out Sam for cooking those things up right. And then also like when we're at the amusement park, we're always just getting hooked up, dude. So like we're out on that barge. Little skipper boat comes out, a whole big bowl of fries and a whole big bowl of chicken tendies.
Oh my lord!
Like, jeez. Dude, you can't ask for anything else on that boat.
Does the amusement park have like any concession stands, like where you could get like cotton candy?
Bro, they were there off peak hours.
No, we were there during.
Oh, they were open.
Yeah.
Anybody
well, after we went in the beginning when they were closed and then it opened up.
I can see Dirty with like a big cotton candy stick in his hand.
Oh
like,
my god. Yeah.
Kind of all over his face.
Yeah. I don't need all that.
Yeah, I can see that.
I don't need all that sugar.
I know, but like
yeah, I could just
I feel
see
like
it.
Like
you got like a pink mustache.
Like just... if you walked by the stand and they had like the big thing where like you could see it being made, like you'd be drawn into
He's
that.
He's just jumping up and down.
So yeah, I
His
mean,
head's moving as the cotton candy's twirling.
Nothing better than some hot tendies coming your way when you're just drinking all day. And also, my last thing is that we got home that Saturday night and Mrs. A was hooking it up again with like some homemade nachos. She just and she was bringing them out like we'd crush them in like a minute or two and then there'd be like another one right there. That's so she would just dump like tortilla chips, dump cheese, and then put like jalapenos on them. Cook them for like 5 minutes and then send them out to us.
Fire it away,
dude!
It's awesome.
I threw them up later that night, but it was amazing.
I threw them up. Better going down or coming up?
Way better going down.
Dude, I think that's like a mom's game seven when your son has like all his boys over.
Oh yeah, the
like,
anxiety.
And she gets to the kitchen, bro. That's game seven for mothers.
Dude, put up or shut up.
Yeah, dude.
The anxiety is probably crazy for that. Like
you either earn your stripes or you fall down a pit of hell where
there
you
was,
no
I feel
back.
Like they live for it though.
There was so many times this weekend where it starts off and you know the parents are really excited, but then there's also times you look at them and they kind of look like they want to kill you. And then like they get back, they come back around to being excited.
They probably want to kill you because they wish they were doing what you were doing.
I mean, as long as like everybody's like respectful in the house,
oh,
and
yeah,
like
for sure.
They love it.
Dude,
like,
they live for it.
Yeah. Sounds like a good week.
Yeah, those are my three things.
I love it. Anybody got anything else before we sign off?
I got nothing, dog.
No, we laid it all on the line.
I laid it all out on this podcast.
I got my pod sweats again.
Oh, I'm sweating so bad. Yeah. Right
dude, it's really hot in here, but
this AC, I mean, it's working hard, but
it ain't doing it.
John, Mother Nature's undefeated.
John, we'll get some food in us.
Yeah.
I'm going to come with, too. I think I want something.
All right. That's going to do it. If we can, next week's episode will be good. We'll get a Fire Island recap.
Hopefully a mugshot to go with it.
And we're moving to episode 21, boys.
The old 21.
All right. Have a good one, boys.
Signing off.
We'd like to know a little bit about you for our files. We'd like to help you learn to help yourself. Look around you, all you see are sympathetic guys. Stroll around the grounds until you feel at home. And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray.